Welcome back to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank. This week we have the second part of Chuck Sabaty's Reflection on St. Joseph.
One thing that I try to do with the men every week, it says to ask St. Joseph for the grace to live the mystery of Nazareth. Recite Paradise's Day prayer to St. Joseph, which I have a copy of, and I'm going to make these available for Father in the church office if anybody's interested. The prayer to St. Joseph. To you, O blessed Joseph, do we come in our tribulation, and having employed the help of your most holy spouse, we confidently invoke your patronage also. Through that clarity which bound you to the Virgin Mother of God, and through the paternal love with which you embrace the child Jesus, we humbly beg you graciously to regard the inheritance which Jesus Christ has purchased by his blood, and with your power and strength to aid us in all necessities. O most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, defend the chosen children of Jesus Christ. O most loving Father, ward off from us every contagion of error and corrupting influence. O our most mighty protector, be kind to us, and from heaven assist us in our struggle with the power of darkness. As once you rescued the child Jesus from deadly peril, so now protect God's holy church from the snares of the enemy and from all adversity. Shield to each one of us by your constant protection, so that supported by your example and your aid, we may be able to live piously, to die in holiness, and to obtain eternal happiness in heaven. Amen. Saint Joseph, guardian of the Holy Family, pray for us. Patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Amen. And lastly, I see my time is short. There were three different qualities and points that the theologians share with catechists. It says, St. Francis of Assisi is often attributed as saying, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. This quote is very fitting for the life of another saint whose actions speak louder than his words, St. Joseph, the foster father or earthly father of Jesus. In fact, St. Joseph does not say one word in the Gospels, yet he speaks volumes. What can catechists learn from the life of this holy man? Number one simply is silence, knowing when to speak and when to listen. He was masterful at that. Number two is trust. St. Joseph trusts in God explicitly, without fail. And after the dream, the angel appeared to ask Joseph to do something, whether to accept Mary as his wife, even though she was pregnant, to leave from Nazareth, to go to Jerusalem, to leave his work and all his contacts. He did it without question, without fail. And the third is apprenticeship. And they say St. Joseph was a great carpenter, certainly was the teacher that he allowed Jesus to learn as an apprentice, to learn that trade, to learn and build a relationship that they had amongst themselves. And I was reading just this morning, it says that God blessed St. Joseph and Jesus to have a fatherly son relationship on earth. And the last thing I wanted to share is what we received last year, the consecration to the Holy Family. And of course, my mother would always say, pray for us, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph every day. So I thought this was great. I keep it on my dresser. It says, O St. Joseph, you provided a secure and loving home for Jesus and Mary and gave us a model of fatherhood. While showing us the dignity of work, we entrust our family to you. And the Holy Family, we consecrate ourselves and our family to you. May we be completely united in a love that is lasting, faithful, and open to the gift of new life. Help us to grow in virtue, to forgive one another from our hearts, and to live in peace all our days. Keep us strong in faith, persevering in prayer, diligent in our work, and generous toward those in need. May our home, O Holy Family, truly become a domestic church where we reflect your example in our daily life. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.